gati fuima ndika chi tayamo kako kupopanga vine
yamo batala
koka kon
dilas yamo batala
dilas
eh ala
dilas
yamo batala eh yeah. Yamo batala
chi koka kula
eh ala yamo batala
dilas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the sense of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 13:01. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntulanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
John Sangwe says President Hichilema cannot resolve Zambia's challenges even if given a second term. Government denies electricity export to other countries by IPPS using DESCO. In global news, Hurricane Melissa death toll rises as aid struggles to reach parts of Jamaica. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mazinamwinga. The details. Movement for National Restoration, MNR founder John Sangwa, says President Hakainde Hichilema can never transform the nation even if he was to be given a second term of office. Speaking when he featured on the Friday edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Mr. Sangwa emphasized that Zambians have lost trust in the head of state and the UPND administration, alleging that the country has been divided. He has also accused President Hichilema of not respecting the rule of law and the constitution. Meanwhile, Mr. Sangwa has described the constitutional reform process as flawed, accusing members of the Technical Committee on Constitutional Reform of betraying the public by agreeing to serve on the consulting team. He has also alleged that the amendment process of being designed to give the ruling UPND an electoral advantage in 2026 called for a more inclusive and extended consultation period to ensure broad public participation.
Do I believe given a second term you do better? The answer is no. Even if we are to give my brother, HH is my brother, even if we are to give him, make him life president, you never turn around this country, okay? For a number of reasons. First of all, I've talked about the fact that he has lost people's trust. Number two, the country is divided. You cannot develop a divided country, okay? We are all one, irrespective of our tribes and everything else, we have one common interest. That is to have a better life. Wherever you are, Northern Province, wherever you are, at the end of the day, we all want the same thing.
Vice President Ntaihana Lumango says power utility ZESCO is not exporting power to any country after the contract and obligation which the Patriotic Front PF government had signed with Namibia for 150 megawatts was clawed back. Ministers Nalumango explained to Parliament during the Vice President's question time this morning that some independent power purchasers import power from Mozambique and South Africa and use Zambia's transmission infrastructure to sell to the Democratic Republic of Congo while paying ZESCO for use of the network. The Vice President was responding to a question from Mukushi South Member of Parliament, Davis Chisopa, who sought clarity on why the more than 2,500 megawatts installed capacity in the country has failed to meet domestic demand.
You are implying that there is something we have done to the power. No, that is not true. Madam Speaker, there is no export of power. Yes, under PF there were contracts and obligations. We were exporting 150 megawatts to Namibia under PF the signature. Let me inform this August House that the power that was being exported has been clawed back. There is no export. Let us not mislead people.
Meanwhile, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has ordered Mpika and Mukushi South Members of Parliament, Francis Kapyanga and Davis Chisopa, to produce evidence of their allegations that independent power producers are using ZESCO to import and export power on Friday next week or face sanctions for misleading the House. The Speaker has also ordered the Mukushi South lawmaker to leave the House for not restraining himself against the decorum of the House. In more stories, Cluster Advisory Group, KAG or CAG, co-chairperson on economic transformation and job creation, Ashu Saga, says a total of 376 mining cooperatives were registered against a set target of 25 in the third quarter of 2025. Speaking this morning at the third quarter National Development Coordination Committee meeting, Mr. Saga attributed the outcome to awareness and sensitization campaigns undertaken on the importance of formalization leading to a surge in registration. He further says 2,520 medium and small enterprises, MSMEs, were linked to diverse business opportunities in sectors such as transport, energy, agriculture and manufacturing against a target of 125 and described the outcome as demonstration of the growing capacity by Zambian MSMEs and cooperatives to integrate into productive sectors.
And this again is to the awareness of all the governments that we have undertaken, and those important to the large government based on formalizing the shape. Other value chain development issues, certain challenges and the links to various value chains again supporting the target of 250. The success was acted in strengthened collaborations of beef soya and rice made and dairy value chain. Again, it's important to bring in the small SMEs into the value chain. 2,550 SMEs would lead to a first business opportunity in sectors such as transport, energy, agriculture, and manufacturing. Again, I have to point out. This demonstrates the growing capacity for the SMEs involved in integrating into the sector.
At the same event, Ministry of Finance, the National Planning Economic Management Department Director Akapelwa Imwiko says government expects economic growth to average 6% between 2026 and 2028, supported by new mining investments and ongoing reforms. Mr. Imwiko says Zambia's economy is on a strong recovery path, noting that growth in the first half of 2025 averaged 4.9%, driven by higher copper output and a stronger kwacha. He, however, warned that climate change and global market shifts remain key risks that must be managed carefully.
You can see that the quarterly growth for Q1 and Q2 were both strong, 4.5 and 5.2, giving you an average of 4.9 for the first half of the year. And we're positive that as we go into the third and fourth quarters, we'll also see strong growth. Since the theme of this particular NDCC meeting is on copper sustainable mining, I think it is also important to note that total copper production amounted to 596,280 metric tons as at end of August 2025. This represents a 16.6% increase compared to what we had in the same period of 2024.
In more news, government and the United